This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Can you, Y-O-U, believe it? We are into the Friday program. It's not the first full week of October, but we're into October. October 2nd, in fact, is upon us. For this week, it's been zing, Victoria. Woo, a flyby. With all that has gone, not that it's unusual or different. That's what makes what we do exciting and fun and good and valuable, productive. Victoria Keelan, the lady to whom I am speaking, is here on the DJV show with me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer off today, back on the Monday program. So we have a situation, ladies and gentlemen, a situation, or as some would say, situation, where the president of these here United States and his lady friend, lady lover, I don't know whether it's, well, I guess maybe, first lady. They've got it, man. They have it. There's a problem in the White House because both of them have tested positive. Have they been tested every day? You'd think probably yes would be the answer to that, Victoria, right?
Well, we don't fully know. Just to give some background, so Hope Hicks, who is one of President Trump's closest confidants, and I don't even know what her position is, assistants or whatever, she's been traveling with him on Air Force One and Marine One all week. She tested positive on Thursday morning. That news came out. So then the president, the first lady, everyone who had been on Air Force One with Hope Hicks, it includes some other, you know, White House aides. They all apparently have now tested positive. No symptoms, apparently, according to the president's physician, Sean Conley. The president and the first lady are doing well, and now they are going
to
quarantine. Sean Conley, C-O-N-L-E-Y.
Conley. But you know what I'm thinking.
Sean Connery. Okay. Sean Connery's not their physician. Okay.
He might play one in a movie.
Interesting. Yeah.
Right.
He said that at this time, the president and the first lady are both. I don't know if they're asymptomatic, but they seem to be feeling well. They are going to quarantine in the White House together for 14 days, as well as everyone else who is now involved in this. The problem is that this is not, like all things COVID, this didn't happen in a vacuum. The president has had a really busy week. He's been on and off of Air Force One and Marine One. He held a rally in Minnesota. Of course, we know he had the debate with Joe Biden on Tuesday night. Joe Biden's camp has not responded yet. I don't remember. Did Trump and Biden touch each other? Did they?
No.
They didn't shake hands afterwards.
Remember at the beginning,
right?
It was at the beginning.
They were distanced.
They were distanced, yeah. And I believe that Wallace said they were not going to shake hands because of COVID. So
right.
At the end, did they shook hands?
No, now that I'm remembering, no, at the end, the wives came out and they stayed in their corners. But
I would
here's
have thought
the
they wouldn't have touched after all of that.
Without a mask on, at least, yeah. But, you know, here's the thing. We know
even
what we know about
this. Even
with a
mask on, the way that thing went.
Separate from that, I was just thinking about, like, being distanced from people in general with the virus. Yeah. But I would say if Trump tested positive on Thursday, he sent a tweet out at 1 o'clock this morning that he had tested positive. The results were back. So if he tested yesterday, which is when they took the test, I would say he probably had it on Tuesday night. So I'm wondering what Joe Biden's camp is going to say if they're going to start testing everyone who's in that room. Chris Wallace would be included in that. Because when you're indoors, you know, we know how this virus travels.
Spreads.
And they have done so many studies on how far those droplets really can spread. And it's way further than, you know, farther than 6 feet. We know that. So there is a likelihood that Joe Biden is at risk here, too. And again, going back to Trump's busy schedule this week, he was in Bedminster, New Jersey. He had a function there. It was a fundraiser at his golf club. He delivered a speech. He had close contact with dozens of people. None of them were wearing masks. That's, you know, going to be one issue for that group of people.
Well, it could be a lesson. It may help teach a lot of people if, in fact, they turn up positive. It'll tell you something.
And
whether I mean, I don't know why people aren't wearing masks at this point anyway, including the president. You know,
but it doesn't make any difference. At this point, what I'm saying is if they don't, if they haven't had masks on, it will be one hell of a lesson to be learned. And that maybe, you know, demonstration, especially if maybe it's karma. I know, I don't know if karma really plays a role in here, but what comes around goes, I don't know. But whatever the lesson is, if I think we wait until Monday or Tuesday to see what may develop in those circles. But
yeah,
the possibility, yeah, is there for a lot of people to have come down with this. You look at the number of cases.
Secret Service members have had it, and the people in and out of the White House. The part of the problem, in and out of the White House, they've been doing the rapid test. But those rapid tests have proven time and time again to be very inaccurate. And so,
how do you do the rapid test? Is that just
it's a saliva test.
Oh.
So, and, you know, Jennifer, she took a saliva test and it came back negative, but she had the virus.
But she had it.
So
yeah.
and that happens a lot with those saliva tests. At one point, I had read that the White House was not going to be doing those tests anymore because of the fact that they weren't that accurate. But they don't do temperature checks either. And and one person who was one of the aides who was at the rally in Minnesota confirmed that that they didn't do temperature checks on any of the people. There were thousands of people there. This could end up being, like I said, this didn't happen in a vacuum. This could end up being a major contact tracing moment because so many people have now been together, in and out of the White House. And
it may prove a lot of different things, Victoria. If, in fact, a lot of people come down with it, it's a test of the test. If a lot of people don't, people say, oh, well, listen, we've been around all these people, they didn't get it. My son's best friend has a really bad case of it. He was in the hospital. He was telling me last night that he got a text from this guy, and he'd been in the hospital for a couple of days. He's home now. He did not go on a ventilator, but he was describing to Brendan how he felt. Now, this is a healthy 6-foot guy. Came from Australia originally, went to a private high school where he met Brendan. They were friends all through college. They've been friends.
Where does he live?
He lives in L.A.
Oh, okay.
And so there's a, he's quarantined. He's got two young daughters. His wife is a very successful, you'd know her name if I told you who it was, very successful screenwriter. And what does he do? He's got to close himself in.
Yeah.
And but he is sick. And then I noticed there are a number of cases in the Midwest. Let's go to Wisconsin first, where a record of 737 people hospitalized this week. 27 people died. That's in one day. As some hospital officials say that they've exceeded capacity.
That's the concern
COVID.
Now. Yeah. All those Midwestern states. And in the South where they got hit really hard, like in Alabama and Louisiana and Tennessee got hit hard. In Iowa right now is we don't even know how many exact cases they have because one of the whistleblowers came forward and said that the governor was basically hiding like 50,000 positive cases. So.
Yeah.
We don't know. There's a lot of corruption involved, too. But those states are, think about it now. We're in October when we were at critical mass in New York and New Jersey in March. All these months later, they're now at capacity in some of these hospitals. So that's how long it's taken for the virus to really work its way through society and through these states. And I have a lot of sympathy for all of these states now going through this because, I know how scary this was in New York and New Jersey in the beginning. Massachusetts, you guys had that breakout in the beginning. Overall, your state handled it really well. So I think that's one of the reasons why you guys recovered quickly. But, this is not something to mess around with. And I know we all want to believe that this is just disappearing because that's what all of us wish for. But the fact is, it's just not, and
hopefully
no one else, gets really severely ill with it. But there are stories every day of totally healthy, especially younger people, healthy people who are not in the age risk, like not 60 and over, who are getting this.
There
and
are stories,
severely.
Yeah, and they'll get a lot of attention from the news media. I'm not denying that at all. But the more serious cases,
ventilator use
son's
is way down. Though you're right.
Is that's an exception. He's 40, let's see, he would be 40, 42, 43 in that area. Mm-hmm. And so that's an unusual, he's a very healthy guy. When he was in school, he did drugs like, you know, a lot of other people. I'm not sure. I don't know what the effect of that would be at this point.
He always Jen's never done drugs, and she got it.
Basketball player. Yeah. No, I'm not suggesting that he, that's the reason he got it. Whether that makes it more serious, less serious, affects your body or not, I don't know. But at any rate, there are a lot of things that we don't know. Things that we do know, I guess the number stuff is where we are. So it is just interesting to step back and think about how you can keep yourself from getting this, traveling, staying close in, you know, if you don't have to go anywhere, don't, that sort of thing. I talked to my astrologer friend yesterday about how this all plays out, whether you believe in it or you don't believe in it. She's been right on the money with all of everything pretty much she said.
Mary O'Malley?
No, Mary is the Mary is the psychic on Your Hidden Power. This is another person that I know locally who helps me a lot with various things, planning things. She's sort of a business psychic, if you will. Says that this thing is all of the events that have gone on through the year are culminating now and next month, and it will wrap itself around the election, and what happens between now and the end of the year will be pretty, and again, when I've said these things, whether you believe or you don't believe, I don't care. I'm just telling you, this is another anecdotal side to this whole situation. But most of the important stories that surround this have fallen into the category of wow, look at that and look at this, and they have melded and meshed. And so the next 3 months could be the culmination of all of the things that they sort of all come together. And supposedly by Christmas time, it all pretty much lets up. But look out for a wild ride between now and the end of the year. And the COVID
plus Mercury goes retrograde on October 13th, yep, and then goes direct on Election Day, which is that's not fun because that messes up communication. It messes up anything that's electronic or travel.
There have been six planets in retrograde this summer or this year since spring, and that's one of the reasons, you know, whether you think there is anything to the star stuff or not. Again, I, if you don't believe, that's fine. I don't apologize for my beliefs. What works for you, works for you. You know, maybe believe that whatever the minister says in church about some of that. It makes no difference. We're here to give you anecdotal information about things that are going on and thoughts that are in some circles questionable and others not. It just is, we're about thinking. And my thoughts in this circumstance, as they apply to my own life, really pretty much follow almost hour to hour what the predictions have been. And so there are some who say, well, if you believe that stuff, then, you know, it's thoughts or things, and you sort of set your own course. I also believe that's probably true in terms of what positive thinking and working on stuff has to do with it. But you can't deny what chaos there is in our country at the moment, what there has been. And, you know, no matter what happens on the election, because of the mail situation, the people in, you know, delivering their ballots or whatever it is a confusing mess. Some people say deliberately so. Some say, you know, again, it's what people say that we talk about, whether you believe what some people say, you believe what you want to believe. I look at some of the comments that are on my Facebook page or on our Facebook page, because I don't do this stuff on my personal Facebook page at all. If somebody sends me something political on my personal Facebook page, I just delete it because I don't want it there. On our DJV show website or the Facebook page, there are a lot of comments, and many of them are pretty stark, especially this way. I've noticed more of them this week, Victoria, since the debate, and they're pretty nasty, some of them, and others are just pretty direct. So, okay, but express yourself. Keeping it in is not as good as expressing yourself, I think, sometimes. But how you express yourself is sometimes more important than what you say. 21 after the hour.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
School goes on.
And Staples has everything your student needs to learn from anywhere.
Notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to project boards.
And all at amazing prices. This week, 10 packs of Crayola fine tip markers and Staples exclusives Crayola 12-pack markers and 12-pack colored pencils with sharpener are just 97 cents each.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or order online.
School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 10-10 while supplies last. Limit 30 in-store. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It sounds a little like trucking, doesn't it? From the Dead.
I'm like recently introduced to the Dead by some friends, so
oh, really?
I'm slowly dipping my toe in the Sea of Dead.
Yeah. or the Dead Sea, as it were. The Dead, marking the 50th anniversary of American Beauty by releasing another Angel's Share, which is a companion collection of never-before-heard demos, some alternate mixes, some outtakes from the LP, which is ranked number 215 on Rolling Stone's new list of the 500 greatest albums ever released. So we have, let's see here, coming up in 2 weeks, the arrival of American Beauty, the Angel's Share. That follows what happened in July, release of Working Man's Dead, the Angel's Share, which excavated the band's vaults from the 1970 album's recording sessions. Both were released as a gift to fans separate from each album's respective 50th anniversary edition. Ahead of the full 56-song digital release from American Beauty, the Angel's Share, the Grateful Dead have shared 10 demos featuring the entirety of American Beauty minus Box of Rain in its early studio form, as well as a demo for To Lay Me Down, which was later included on Jerry Garcia's first solo album called Garcia. The 10 tracks recorded in August of 1970 in San Fran at Pacific High Recording. Rest of the collection filled with alternate mixes of Box of Rain, Candyman, Truckin', which is the one I, because I'm a pop music guy, I guess that's the one I like the best. There are 7 takes each of Operator, Addicts of My Life, and Hand Me Down. Now let's see here. The centerpieces of the latest Angel's Share, 20 takes, good Lord. 20 takes of the classic Friend of the Devil. Original Grateful Dead podcast also launched its second season Thursday, a new episode. So the Dead are at it.
All right. Well, it looks like we've got some technical problems. We lost our lost our main operator here, but so however, the centerpiece of the latest Angel Shares, like Doug was saying, is 20 takes of the classic Friend of the Devil. The official Grateful Dead podcast also launched its second season Thursday with new episodes dedicated to American Beauty. 26 past the hour on the DJV show. Now we shift gears and we move into some classic Australian rock. AC/DC is back. They are ready to rock. They have announced on social media that they are reuniting. Angus Young, Brian Johnson, Cliff Williams, Phil Rudd, and Stevie Young posed for a picture, which they posted on social media with the caption, "Are you ready?" Now listen to this. This is what I really like. This is the new clip of Shot in the Dark. And it's only a 30-second clip that they released. But the thing is, though, listen to Brian Johnson's voice. You know, he had all these issues with his hearing loss, which would probably prevent him from ever touring with the band again. But he did say that he would be able to work with them in the studio. So I was impressed when I heard this clip because his voice sounds really strong. And so following the announcement, Angus Young will, he's going to be on lead guitar as always. Rudd will be on drums, Steve Young's on rhythm, and Johnson on lead vocals. So AC/DC, as I said, they released the snippet of this new music, Shot in the Dark. No other details have been provided yet, except that the reunion is called Power Up. And if you are on Twitter, if you want to do something kind of fun, if you use the hashtag PWRUP on Twitter, it magically appears with a lightning bolt next to the hashtag. So rumors say that the new album will appear in November. The last album that AC/DC released was Rock or Bust in 2014. So looking forward to new AC/DC. It's 27 past the hour on the DJV show.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rate subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's now clearing his schedule and planning to work from the White House for a while after he and First Lady Melania Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. President Trump says he took a test after White House advisor Hope Hicks tested positive on Wednesday. Hours before his own test results came back, he said late yesterday,
"I just went for a test and we'll see what happens. I mean, who knows? But you know Hope very well. She's fantastic and she's done a great job. But it's very, very hard when you are with people from the military or for law enforcement and they come over to you." And
the president there on Fox News, he's had to cancel a rally in Florida later today. The Democratic-led House has passed a huge coronavirus stimulus package. The $2.2 trillion measure, though, unlikely to make it through the Republican-led Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Vice President Mike Pence campaigned in the heartland of America. The details and the latest from the campaign trail from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail in Carter Lake, Iowa. The vice president advocating for the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump did his duty under the Constitution of the United States. And last Saturday, he nominated a principled conservative woman of extraordinary character and extraordinary intellect.
A relatively light campaigning day for President Trump, he spent his Thursday afternoon in New Jersey hosting a roundtable with supporters, and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigned virtually on Thursday.
President Trump signaled his campaign would reject any changes to the presidential debate format. The Commission on Presidential Debates said changes could be announced this weekend. The goal is to make the debates more orderly after Tuesday's face-off that saw President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden go after each other and overstep each other as well as the rules. The president tweeted, "Why would I allow the debate commission to change the rules for the second and third debates when I easily won last time?" The commission is an independent body. The next debate is in a couple of weeks, taking place in Miami, Florida. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 futures are down at this hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The hour now on the Friday DJV program, October 2nd. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer back on Monday. You know what is better than having it all? Way better in a manner of speaking. It is not having it all, because then life continues to be an adventure. If you had it all, right, what would be the reason for living? Life is worth living because we're always kind of stretching our mind, our imagination, what we can do, where do you want to go, you know, that kind of stuff. I think that is a way of looking at it. Maybe we're feeling a little down because things are not necessarily going our way, and we're thinking, what's next? Well, maybe what's next would be really good for you. Let's hold that thought, okay? Meanwhile, back in the ranch, literally and figuratively, Victoria, in Texas, the governor, Greg Abbott, who doesn't seem to be an expansive thinker, has issued a proclamation. So what is the proclamation about, and how does it work?
Well, this is kind of confusing. This is trending on Twitter right now.
Isn't it
social
all?
Media.
All of
yeah.
Anything to do with the yeah. election is pretty damn confusing.
Yeah. So what happened was Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a proclamation yesterday limiting the number of drop box locations for mail-in ballots. So per county, there will only be one drop box. This is obviously, we know how big.
The polling places, you'd have this place. You already have voted, and you stick the ballot in a drop box. Right.
A lot of people do not want to wait online or be around, you know, crowds. So they're using like that's how we're, you know, we're going to vote in New Jersey. My parents, you know, and I, we're going to go to the drop box with our ballots already filled out. And so a lot of people in other states are doing that. But this is a big problem because we know how large Texas is. And to reduce, they had 11 drop box in one county, Harris County, which is the largest county by population in Texas. It's also one of the most populous in the country. It covers a massive area of Texas. They had 11 drop-off locations, and now they have to go down to one. This affects thousands and thousands of people who now have to drive farther to drop off their ballot. This is Travis County, which includes the Democratic city of Austin. They had 4 drop-off locations in the city of Austin. That has to now come down to 1. Other large counties, Tarrant, Dallas, and El Paso, they also have to drop down to 1 location. The governor said that this order was made to enhance ballot security. Obviously, you know, on the other side of the aisle, Texas Democrats are saying that this is just blatant voter suppression because Harris County is one of the Democratic strongholds in Texas, and so that this will negatively affect Democrats. You know, typically, you know, Texas is a very red state. However, there are a lot of polls showing that Texas might be in play. We don't know for sure. We won't know until the election, until everything's counted. But there are a lot of experts who are saying that that the race between Trump and Biden in Texas is really close.
Well, a lot of people have moved. Remember, there are a lot of West Coasters who have moved into Western Texas. It isn't the same political climate at all as it used to be. I would say guys like Abbott would be in trouble for the same reason that Trump is in trouble. And all those other, you know, you think about Cruz and some of these other characters who are there, especially, again, those like San Antonio and Austin, those places, the population is growing rapidly, and they aren't from Texas. People from Texas aren't moving there. People from California are moving there.
Well, Austin in particular, because you know, Google and Apple, and a lot of tech companies got big incentives to relocate to Austin. I have a few friends who moved from California to Austin because of their jobs. So, yeah, Austin definitely has swelled in its population. But you know, back in July, when they did the last wide-scale polling, it showed that Trump and Biden were only separated by 1 point. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes. But yeah, this is Governor Abbott. If you know, not getting a lot of not getting good press on this decision. I don't know why you would try to make your very large state make it difficult or more difficult for people to drop off a ballot. But yeah, here we are in 2020.
All right. Speaking of people who are running for things, the woman in Delaware who's running a campaign as a Republican against, I don't even know who's, I'm trying to think of who the senator is, and I can't, my name, the old Senator Murkowski was, but she's long gone. I don't remember. Anyway, her name is Lauren Witzke, and apparently she thanked the Proud Boys. I have to admit, because each time this comes up, I kind of like tune it out, other than them being supposedly a white supremacist group, that Trump talked about, or somebody didn't. Wasn't there a question in the debate about the Proud Boys?
He said Proud Boys stand back and stand by.
Who are they? Who leads them? Where'd they come from? Why do they have support? The Southern Poverty Law Center, if you look it up, identifies them as a hate group. Okay.
The FBI does too. Yeah.
All right.
They're not just white supremacists. They're incredibly misogynistic. So for a female candidate to be thanking them is just ridiculous. Well, this group has a
look
history.
At her, you'll, I think you can.
But this group has a history of violent confrontations. They are, how this started, you're going to laugh when I tell you. I read about this yesterday. I had to double check it like 6 times because I wanted to make sure it was a correct source. So how this group got started, the guy who's the head of it, I forget his name, doesn't matter. He was at a school play for one of his kids, and the kids were performing Aladdin, you know, the Disney cartoon Aladdin. They sang a song, that it's not in the movie. It only existed on the Broadway show. It's like a B-side of the soundtrack, and it's called Proud of Your Boys or something like that. This guy got so incensed because he thought that this was, like, too feminine for the boys to be singing, and he literally went up in arms over this Broadway song that he started the Proud Boys based on that song. That's why he started this. This is ultra-masculine. That's what they think they are. It's nothing. It's very misogynistic. Women belong way behind men. I mean, these guys are just cavemen, and they're violent. So that's why everyone was up in arms when Trump said to them, you know, stand back and stand by. Well, what's stand by mean? Really? Like, you just hang out and wait for me?
Yeah. And that's all the interpretive stuff. What I'm looking at is the post. She said, the Proud Boys showed up at one of my rallies, provided free security for me when BLM and Antifa were protesting my candidacy. I'm grateful for them volunteering their time to keep me and my supporters safe. That was her statement. So I look at that, and I think again about the differences in our country, the way they're being played up, and how serious they are. And I think you can translate that to Amy Coney Bryant as well, the nominee for the Supreme Court. She added her name to a list of citizens of Mikeyania. What is that? Signed the Right to Life ad, sponsored back in 2006. Local newspaper where she lived. What is, I never even heard of this before. M-I-C-H. Michiana?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means, but this is, so a lot of stuff that nothing ever gets buried, you know. Everything is forever now with social media. Mm-hmm. So this stuff is all coming back. She signed a Right to Life ad. The ad is tied to the Catholic Church, the group that she, you know, I guess signed on to paid for this ad with.
I don't want anybody to misinterpret my point of view on this. I have no problem with people expressing themselves. You have your points of view. We may agree, we may disagree, and gentlemen and gentle ladies can agree and disagree on issues and things like this, but that person doesn't have any business being on the Supreme Court. There's no reason
in the world. Well, a person who wears their religious views on their sleeve, that's fine. You're in America. You're allowed to do that.
But not on the Supreme Court.
Right. But this specifically called, and this is a direct quote from the ad, it calls for putting, quote, an end to the barbaric legacy of Roe v. Wade and restore laws that protect the lives of unborn children. This is where people are concerned about, you know, about her appointment to the Supreme Court.
And there are a couple of Republicans who are not going along with this. So they may not have enough votes to get, they may not have enough votes to get her through.
Well, and so people
like
say,
Susan Collins Mitt Romney. There are 52 Republicans, right?
I think the beginning of all this, Mitt Romney, it would have to be three Republicans to vote against her, I think.
Susan Collins and Mitt Romney are two. I don't know who, one or the other. I think it depends on how long this takes and what the people in the districts have to say. Hopefully the representatives and senators are listening to what their districts say. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how that all plays out.
But see, the problem, though, is that then people go, oh, what's the big deal? Roe v. Wade will never be overturned. I disagree. There are 17 cases that are one step away from the Supreme Court dealing with abortion.
That doesn't mean that they're going to be, that they're going to listen to them. I just don't choose to verbalize or to incentivize people into going down there going down that road and thinking that, this is going to happen. I just don't see it. But you want riots in the street, there's a great way to have riots in the street. I think the third rail, it's like
Social
Security.
I'm a realist and I see the writing on the wall.
Well, I don't think, I'm not a realist. I'm not, everybody's got a different reality, though.
Well,
I don't know that, Victoria. I don't know whether it is or it isn't.
Trump has said it himself. This is not conjecture. He has said it directly. He has been the plan.
He doesn't deserve to be the president then, if that's the case. I don't know that I haven't heard it or, you know, but I tend to sort of stay away from most of that stuff. I don't choose to make this an all-political, all-the-time program like Michael Savage or some of these other characters. That's not what I'm interested in doing on the radio. Or in my life, as a matter of fact. People who know what I do for a life, what I do for a living, always ask me the same thing. They think everything on the radio is political. And it's not. As a matter of fact, right now I'm going to help you lose some weight. Let's see what we can do in that score. This is something that as the interest grows, you hear me talking a lot about how to lose weight the healthy way. This is the safest way to lose weight. And you can, right now, buy three, get three free, or you can get two free and get a $20 sort of gift back again. There are a lot of things going on at Calitrin. They're very clever at how they promote because people are interested in, they want to get the folks who are on this stay on it. That's what I like. It's really a product that has such loyalty. It works so well. It's not just a weight loss product, but that's where you get started. And then from there, you do like I do. I think it's great to, at bedtime, I like just going to sleep. Get in bed, close your eyes, go to sleep. And that's one of the things this helps you do. Lots of great ingredients that are soothing and helpful to a lot of different areas in your body. Toploss.com is the place to find Calitrin. When you check out, use the discount code DJV, if you please, and get as many as you want. You get double the order. It's great for all ages and everybody in the family. So let's get to toploss.com, order Calitrin, and find out why it is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. You'll lose the weight. You'll keep it off guaranteed or your money back. That's a great guarantee. Stop at toploss.com and check out using the code DJV.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Today, we celebrate the birthday of a man who helped bring forward the notion of nonviolence. Tremendous impact on our country. The International Day of Nonviolence, created by the United Nations in 2007. The influence from Mahatma Gandhi. This is his birthday, apparently. The International Day of Nonviolence honors his work and legacy. Certainly has impacted nonviolent protests all around the planet, and everybody knows, or everybody ought to know, hopefully, getting taught that in school, Mahatma Gandhi. All right, so we have television news. Disney is going to release Baby Yoda Legos to mark The Mandalorian's second season. Where we go with that? Good heavens. Yoda's my hero. I love Yoda. I got posters of Yoda all over.
You need to watch Mandalorian. It is so good. Okay. Oh, my God, it's so good. Yep.
All right, check it out. All right, so what do we have for television news?
Well, tonight on ABC at Jimmy Kimmel Live is being hosted by Matthew McConaughey, and that's a pre-NBA show. That should be kind of fun. And the greatest news that I can share, have some fun and love on Comedy Central. Schitt's Creek has come to Comedy Central. Starts season 1, episode 1, the pilot episode tonight at 8, and it's a whole marathon, so you can sit all night long, and trust me, you will love this show.
All right. It's 10 for the hour on the DJV program.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, here on the DJV program, keeping up with technology as it applies to you and your everyday life. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Duracell is at number 5 with their new batteries, Victoria. How is that affecting our lives?
Well, the new coin cell batteries will be less enticing for children to put in their mouths. They are adding a new very bitter coating to the 2032, 2025, and 2016 size lithium coin batteries. They are trying to discourage young children from accidentally eating them. The new batteries begin rolling out in stores this month, and they feature a coating on the bottom that reacts with saliva to release a bitter taste that that they're hoping will discourage kids from swallowing it or ever putting a battery in their mouths again. Duracell notes that swallowing a lithium battery can cause a harmful chemical reaction in as little as 2 hours. They didn't say it, but a lot of tech writers have reported on this, saying that that reaction that it has in your stomach could actually kill a child. So this is something that is good and hopefully will protect little ones. Because a lot of these coin batteries are being used in so many devices now. We're moving away from AA and AAA. It's more about the coin battery.
Next up, number 4, a focus on Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, people were wondering if Prime Day was going to happen, because typically it occurs in July, but with the pandemic and everything going on, Amazon canceled it. So now they've announced that Prime Day will happen, and it will run from October 13th to October 14th, and they have it's a 2-day shopping event that features over 1 million deals across every category. Brands like Panasonic and Keurig and Under Armour and Adidas and Lacoste, all of those will be on sale. Starting right now until October 12th, Prime members will receive a $10 credit usable on Prime Day if you spend that money at small businesses on Amazon. That's the big push this year. Amazon is committing to spending more than $100 million to promote small business through Prime Day and the holiday season, which I think is good news. Prime Day starts at 3 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, October 13th.
All right, number 3 is a new traffic stop feature that will be interesting as far as it affects the police.
Mm-hmm. Ring, which is the home security company, has released a new dashboard cam that goes in your car. It has a feature called Traffic Stop. This Ring car cam is going to cost $199. It has two cameras, one pointed out the front windshield and one that points directly into the car's interior. The camera can send alerts whenever an event like a break-in or towing or an accident is detected, and owners can tap into the camera feed to see what's going on inside their car. The interesting thing is the traffic stop feature. All you need to do is say, Alexa, I'm being pulled over. It automatically starts recording. It saves all of the footage to the cloud. It will also send a notification to a list of your emergency contacts that you set up during, you know, the initial setup, and then it informs them that you are being pulled over by the police. So, essentially this could be a really good thing for police accountability, because we know we cannot rely on body cams from the police. They are either tampered with, or they're not turned on, or it only shows one side of an altercation. So this is another way for citizens to be able to, you know, I think protect themselves and hold the police accountable, which is a good thing.
Yep. Number two, here's a scam. Look out for this.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one. This is the gift card scam. The Better Business Bureau is warning consumers to be on the lookout for gift cards that have been tampered with. Gift cards, especially this year coming up with, you know, the holidays and people not traveling, gift cards are the number one most requested gift of 2020. And so this is a very easy scam, and this is how it works. Using a magnetic strip reader, which can be purchased on Amazon for under $100, the scammers scan the cards, because, you know, they're all in every store. These gift cards are just out in the open now. They used to be behind a glass case. Now they're not. So if you pick up one of these cards, make sure that the PIN has not been scratched off, because all these scammers need to do is they run it through the scanner, they pop a new sticker on it. When you take that card to the checkout and you add $50 to it, or you add $100, that actually goes directly into the scammer's bank account. So you're giving an empty gift card, essentially. Just make sure nothing looks suspicious. Take a different card, turn the one that, if you see something that looks like it's been tampered with, turn it in immediately. And the Federal Trade Commission says that only buy gift cards from known and trusted retailers as well. That's another way that you can make sure that you're being safe.
Number one tech story of the week is a suit against Facebook.
This is the reason that this is the number one, this is the biggest tech story of the week, is because this could set a legal precedent for all social media. What happened was the partner of one of the civil rights protesters who was shot and killed in Kenosha, Wisconsin last month, has sued Facebook, alleging that they were negligent in failing to remove posts calling on local militia members to take up arms. So they're basically saying that Facebook was partly responsible for this murder. So if they win, this is going to change the game for social media.
Changing the game, that's what we're doing here.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.